Hit him with the Draco. Hit him with the Draco. Hit him with the Draco. Hit him with the Draco.
That's it? Because the rest of it you can't play on the air, right?
Yep.
Peter requested Soulja Boy and his song Hit Him With the Draco. You might want to, I know it's Wild Card Wednesday, but you might want to pick songs that the FCC aren't going to sue us for. That you might want to do that. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. How you doing? All right, the Academy Award nominations came out, and let me just really quickly run down the nominees in the major categories, and then we're going to talk about actors and actresses who have never been nominated and some of the movies that they ignored this year. Your Best Picture nominees are La La Land, Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea, Arrival, Fences, Lion, Hidden Figures, Hacksaw Ridge, and Hell or High Water. All right. Dan, how many of these have you seen?
Two.
Which ones?
Hidden Figures and La La Land.
Okay. And you liked both, right?
I did enjoy both, yes.
Okay. Esmeralda, have you seen any of them?
I saw Hidden Figures.
What did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's a very entertaining movie. Real crowd pleaser. Well acted. Okay. I've seen them all.
I would hope.
Just considering one of my jobs is to be a film critic. Best actress in a leading role, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, Isabelle Huppert for Elle, Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins, Ruth Negga for Loving. I think they completely missed the boat on Amy Adams in Arrival. And I really don't think Meryl Streep deserves a nomination for Florence Foster Jenkins. It really just kind of just shows that the Academy will pretty much nominate her for anything. Really. But it's nice to see Ruth Negga in there from the movie Loving. Best actor in a leading role, Ryan Gosling, La La Land, Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea, Denzel Washington, Fences, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic. Best director, Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Barry Jenkins for Moonlight, Denis Villeneuve for Arrival, Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea, and kind of a surprise, Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge. Actress in a supporting role, Viola Davis, Fences, Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea, Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures, Naomi Harris for Moonlight, and Nicole Kidman for Lion. Best actor in a supporting role, Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, Jeff Bridges for Hell or High Water, Lucas Hedges for Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel for Lion, and Michael Shannon, Chicago's own Michael Shannon, second Oscar nomination in his career for Nocturnal Animals. And your best animated feature is Zootopia, Kubo and the Two Strings, Moana, The Red Turtle, and My Life as a Zucchini. And they left out Finding Dory, which was kind of a big kind of a snub. Everybody thought it would be nominated. And I'm thrilled that Kubo was not only nominated for Best Animated Feature, which, of course, it deserved because it's a phenomenal movie and clearly the best animated film of the year. But it was also nominated for Best Visual Effects. And that was like one of my favorite little treats yesterday morning when I was watching the announcements of the nominees. I was like, look at that. Kubo got two nominations. Oh, little Kubo. You guys haven't seen the Kubo, have you? Dan, you've not seen it, right?
I have not. I am looking forward to it, though.
It's got it so great.
I saw Kubo.
Yeah, wasn't it awesome?
Yeah, I loved it. I'm amazed that it didn't win the Best Animated in Golden Globes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's going to win the Oscar either, Esmeralda. I think it's going to go to Zootopia.
I mean, I liked Zootopia, but Kubo was prettier.
Kubo was, it was gorgeous. It was breathtaking.
It made me cry.
Me too. Cried my eyes out. I've seen it like five times. Makes me cry every time I see it. And it's, and the fact is that there's like no computer. There's very little, like no computer. That's all, that was all hand done. That was all like little figures that we had to move and be shot. I mean, it takes like 2 months to do like 2 minutes of film that shows up on the, it takes forever to do these things and they're beautiful. And it turns out it's just breathtakingly beautiful. It's a breathtakingly beautiful movie. And not just the, technique, which is stunning in and of itself. Just the way the film was made and the technique that was used and the artistry and time and talent that went into it. It's also a fantastic script. It's really moving. It's a beautiful story, and the voice work is astounding. Charlize Theron is so good. I mean, everybody is. McConaughey is great too. The kid is great, but Charlize Theron as Monkey, forget it. Wasn't she awesome, Esmeralda?
She was great.
God. All right. All right, well, those are the nominees in the major categories, and we're going to take a break. We got the news, and after the news, we'll talk about a bunch of actors and actresses who have never been nominated for an Oscar. And some of the people who have never been nominated for an Oscar, it will surprise you. It certainly surprised me, and I forgot that some of these people had never been nominated. And that's coming up after the news, which is coming up after this. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m., as we are every morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. Michelle requested the Supremes with Up the Ladder to the Roof. All right. Yeah. So just went over the major nominees for the Academy Awards, and we're going to talk about a bunch of actors and actresses who have never been nominated for an Academy Award, and then talk a little bit about maybe they should have and what works would they should have been nominated for. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you have any, by the way, any reaction or response to the Academy Award nominations, good, bad, snubs, you're happy about it, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Okay, so here's the list that I have, and the first one on the list is Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor has never been nominated for an Academy Award. And I can think of some movies that Ewan McGregor should have been nominated, could have been nominated for. First one that pops into my head is of course, Trainspotting.
It's the first one that I thought of, too.
Yeah. And, Esmeralda, I know you're a fan of Trainspotting.
Oh, yeah.
And have you seen the latest trailer for the second one for Trainspotting?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I can't wait! What else would Ewan McGregor? What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, you know, I'm going through the list now, and I'm trying to think of another thing that...
Certainly not the Star Wars movies.
Right. I mean, he's great in a lot of things, but nothing that ascends the level
yeah.
of two Trainspotting slash nomination territory.
Yeah. But he's always solid. He always. And I you know, I always like his... Esmeralda,
yeah.
You're a fan of Ewan McGregor. Can you think of any
I
other?
I am, and I can't really... All I can think of is that darn movie with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, the... wow, what the hell was the name of that movie?
And there is angels in it. And
yeah,
stuff.
Holly Hunter. Danny Boyle directed that. Danny Boyle, Trainspotting. What's it called?
I liked it, but you know what I mean? Like, that's... No, that's...
Yeah.
Not nominating him.
I thought that movie was pretty terrible. But I loved Holly Hunter. She got hit by a car, like, 20 times in
yeah.
that movie.
He was in some other movie
where
he was...
What the hell was it called? It was Danny Boyle's follow-up.
It was like a big saying, wasn't it?
What?
It was like a phrase.
It was like what the world, crazy world or world...
A life less ordinary?
Life
there
less
you go.
Ordinary, that's it.
He was in another movie. I can only think of just like random movies that I've seen.
Yeah.
He was a security guard.
Oh, Night Watch.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
But again, it's like, you know.
Let's see here. Looking at his IMDb, salmon fishing in the Yemen.
I mean, his movies aren't mediocre, but they're not
right.
like, oh my gosh, amazing.
Trainspotting is, and I think that's right. why all three of us, that was the first one that
but
popped
that's
into our
it.
Heads.
He's done a lot of movies.
Yeah, I'd be interested. I know you would disagree with this, Nick, but Esmeralda, I thought he was excellent in Moulin Rouge.
I haven't seen Moulin
You've
Rouge.
You've never seen Moulin
I
Rouge?
I refuse to see
why
Moulin Rouge.
Why do you refuse to see Moulin
because
Rouge?
Because they cover the Beatles, and I think it's stupid.
Wow.
So you've not seen Across the Universe, then?
No, that one I didn't mind.
Oh.
But because they do this whole can-can bit, no, I'm out.
Well, I hated Moulin Rouge. So, I mean, you know, I got, you know what? He was, there was a strong possibility that he would have been nominated
right.
for that.
That. I could have seen him, especially in light of.
No, that's one of those roles. Did Nicole Kidman get nominated for it?
You know, that's a good question.
Because, I mean, that movie was, I mean, it got nominated for, if I remember correctly, it got nominated for Best Picture. I think Moulin Rouge got nominated for Best Picture. By the way, Esmeralda, you're not missing anything.
Yeah,
yes,
no, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
completely.
Actually, you are,
I don't
you
care for that movie whatsoever. From what I've seen, I'm like, mm-mm, no, I don't.
How
like
much
it.
Have you seen?
Just you know, from the I remember seeing the trailers and just bits from the songs, and going, no, nope, I don't like this one bit.
I will put up the $4.95 it is for you to rent it via Amazon.
Nope, I refuse. I don't like their renditions of those Beatles songs. Or the other songs they did for that.
You didn't like Lady Marmalade?
No, was that? Oh, but they didn't sing it in the movie.
Don't they sing it in the movie? I think they do.
They sing it, but obviously it's not Christina.
Yeah, right. No, but they do it in the movie.
Yeah, but it's not Christina and Pink.
You're right.
So, no.
Nominated for 8 awards, 1-2 for costume design and production design, was nominated for Best Picture, was nominated for Best Actress.
But Ewan McGregor did not get nominated.
He did not get
nominated. Okay, that's would be a snub then. That would definitely be a snub. I mean, in the world of Academy Awards. Again, I'm in the minority on, and by the way, Esmeralda, I'm in the minority on Moulin Rouge.
It just seemed like it's too much.
Oh, I hated it. And then, Baz Luhrmann, who directed it, I can't stand his movies.
See, and I love, but I love Romeo and Juliet. Love that movie.
Yeah, I can't go there with you. All right, you ready for another one, actress who's never been nominated? Emily Blunt has never been nominated for an Academy Award. And there were a couple of movies that she could have been nominated for, Emily Blunt. The first one that pops into my head is Sicario. That's the first one that pops into my head. She was really terrific in that movie, and there was a little bit of a buzz when The Girl on the Train came out this past year, that she could have been nominated for that. But yeah, so I think that's about it. I don't see Emily Blunt's another one that I think you know. Like the only one that popped into my head is Sicario, and again, she you know like support. Okay, maybe supporting actress for The Devil Wears Prada. Because she was great in that movie. She's really great in Devil Wears Prada.
But enough to win an Oscar?
And a supporting performance? Sure, it was a great supporting performance.
I guess.
Yeah, it was terrific. All right, next on the list is Hugh Grant. Now, see, I don't...
He didn't get nominated for 9 months?
Again, we bring up 9 months. I'm trying to think of a movie where Hugh Grant. I mean, you know what? This year he could have been nominated if you know, Meryl Streep gets nominated for the Florence Jacob Henderson movie. He could have been. He's good in that movie. So what would he be nominated? Because he's always like you know, stammering British charmy guy.
What about the Everyone loves those movies. I haven't seen them.
Four weddings and a
funeral.
There was only one of those movies, Esmeralda. It wasn't a series.
Yeah, but then he did something else that was...
He did Notting Hill.
Notting Hill would be the first thing that came to mind. That would be the only thing I'd ever...
No, I'll tell you the other one. About a Boy.
Yeah, that could be.
That would be because that was a great film, and he was really good in that movie. But I can't think of I can't think of anything else. Okay. I'm trying to, I mean, has he done, you know, what serious stuff has Hugh Grant? Has Hugh Grant ever done anything really serious besides, I don't think he's ever done, I mean, he's mostly charming, stammering British guy.
That's not his thing.
Yeah.
That's the same with Emily Blunt. I was kind of like, what has she done that would be even, other than Sicario, I can't think of anything.
Well, Sicario's the only,
Oh, and now Girl on the Train.
And Girl on the Train, but Girl on the Train was not good. But I love her. I love Emily Blunt. I think she's great, and I loved her in that really underrated Tom Cruise movie that nobody went to see. What the hell was the name? Where he keeps dying. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
She's great in that, and that's a really great movie that 6 people saw. I know, Esmeralda, you don't like Tom Cruise, but this movie is great. It's like an action sci-fi version of Groundhog Day. He keeps dying and repeating the same time. It's great, and Emily Blunt's terrific in it. You know where Emily Blunt, you know what, you want to know what movie where Emily Blunt, like, you know, pick your, if you're a heterosexual man, pick your jaw up off the floor? Did you guys see Charlie Wilson's War?
No.
Yep. Yep.
Man, please.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Good God. And it's Charlie Wilson's War is a good movie, Esmeralda. You should see it. You don't care about this, but Emily Blunt is smoking hot in it. And two, Philip Seymour Hoffman rules the planet in that movie. If anything, you know, Esmeralda, you should, if you're on your YouTubies and you type in Philip Seymour Hoffman, Charlie Wilson's War, they'll show his first, that you can see his first scene. He's got his first, Dan, that first scene that he has in the movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to find if we still have the audio.
Is it? Well, you'd have to beep it. Like, well,
I think we pulled it.
Oh.
He unfortunately passed away.
Yeah, oh, right. And we did play it, right?
We did play it. We did have an edited version.
Okay, maybe we do have the censored version of it, Esmeralda. But he's basically confronting his boss, played by John Slattery. And it's his first, and he's amazing in the entire movie. But right out of the gate, like after his first scene, I'm like, well, there's an Oscar nomination. It was one scene. He's his first scene. The scene ends, and I'm like, he's nominated for an Oscar, and he did get nominated for an Oscar for it. Charlie Wilson's War, really good movie. Okay, we got a break, and then we've got more actors and actresses who have never been nominated for an Oscar before. Wildcard Wednesday continues. 630 area code requested a little Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Yesterday was Neil's birthday. How old is he? About 80? He's got to be like in his late 70s, I would imagine.
76.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. And he still tours, man. And people go. All right, we're talking about the Academy Awards. The nominations were announced yesterday morning, and we mentioned some of those. And if you've got thoughts on it, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And now we're talking about actors and actresses who have never been nominated for an Oscar, and some of them are quite surprising. But before we get to that, here's Chris on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Good. I just recently, last week, seen the movie Moonlight that was just nominated.
Yes.
And it was a great film. So happy that it got nominated for an Oscar, because last year it was little or none minority movies nominated.
Yeah, there was
still. The film was fantastic.
There were no black nominees last year. This year in the acting category, there are six.
Wow.
Six African Americans were nominated in the acting category. A director, Barry Jenkins. Broke a record for getting nominated for screenplay, director, and his picture got nominated. First time that's ever happened to an African-American filmmaker.
And the film was fantastic. Great film.
Yeah.
And I just hope it wins best picture.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a tough competition. I think I personally think it's La La Land's year this year. Yeah, and of course, La La Land is like the whitest movie ever made, despite the fact that John Legend is in it. But that's. But anyway, all right, Chris, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, we got some texts here for people who should have been nominated this year. Let's see, or should have been nominated. Rebecca Hall should have been nominated for Christine this year. 630 area code says. 708 area code says Val Kilmer should have been nominated for his role in Tombstone. That was the biggest ripoff ever, best performance ever saw. yeah. You know, because they both, there were two, I think it was the same year. Dan, was it the same year? Tombstone and Wyatt Earp both came out the same year?
That sounds right.
Because one of them was like, you know, Kevin Costner, and it was Dennis Quaid who played the role that Val Kilmer played. And Wyatt Earp was Lawrence Kasdan. It was 3 hours long. It was much more of an Oscar-type movie, even though Tombstone's a better movie.
Wyatt Earp, 1994. Tombstone, 1993.
93, right. I knew they were close together. Let's see. Ewan McGregor, 815 area code, says, I loved him. I loved Ewan McGregor in Big Fish. Oh, God, Big Fish. Oh, man. How could I forget about Big Fish? That was a great movie, and he was great in it. And they also mentioned The Impossible. He was very good in that, too. He was very good in that with him and Naomi Watts. Naomi Watts got nominated for that. 847 area code said he was good in the movie called The Island. No. No. That was a Michael Bay movie. There was nothing good about that movie, just except for Scarlett Johansson's costumes. That was it. Okay, next actor who has never been nominated, and this is a crime. I'm saying this right now. So far, this is the biggest one that is an absolute crime. Donald Sutherland has never been nominated for an Academy Award. And it's a damn crime, I'm saying right now. A tremendous actor. The first one that pops into my head, of course, is Ordinary People. Here's the thing about Ordinary People. Mary Tyler Moore got nominated. Timothy Hutton got nominated. Judd Hirsch got nominated. So those three got nominated. Donald Sutherland did not get nominated for Ordinary People. And out of those four performances, Donald Sutherland's was the best. Donald Sutherland is amazing in Ordinary People. It is a stunning performance. Timothy Hutton won. Yeah, but they didn't nominate Donald Sutherland. He wouldn't have won anyway that year, to be fair. Because the year that Ordinary People came out, Raging Bull was out. So there was no way that anybody but Robert De Niro was going to get that Academy Award for Raging Bull. I mean, that was a shoo-in. So, but Donald Sutherland, he's so many others. So he's just such a great actor, Donald Sutherland. Never been nominated for an Academy Award. And I mean, like, for me, one of the biggest crimes ever was no nomination for Ordinary People. That was one of the biggest snubs in Oscar history, was him not getting nominated for Ordinary People. Next on the list is Scarlett Johansson. Never been nominated. Now, the first one that pops into my head is Lost in Translation. That's the first one that pops into my head for Scarlett Johansson to be nominated. I thought she was great in The Horse Whisperer when she was a kid. Speaking of Robert Redford, he directed that too. I'm trying to think if there's anything else Scarlett Johansson. I wouldn't have been shocked nor disappointed if her voice got nominated for Her, because I thought her performance, it was a vocal performance, but it's a great performance. Great performance. And there was actually, there was actually a campaign to get her nominated that year for Her. Esmeralda, have you seen Her?
I have.
Yeah. She's great. And Joaquin Phoenix was great in that movie. That was a great movie. The heartbreaking movie. So, all right. Well, there's a few more actors and actresses to talk about here. Oh, by the way, we have a Blackhawks Express, a very disappointing Blackhawks Express. And we shall not speak of the third period from last night's game. Well, we shall, because we're going to play Blackhawks Express in a little bit. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next, and then we'll talk more about actors and actresses who have never been nominated for Oscars. And if you have thoughts on the Oscars or people who have never been nominated, text us or call us at 312-981-7200. News is next.
And he lost a friend but kept a memory.
Yeah.
Now he walks in quiet solitude.
Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wild Card Wednesday. You program it. Any artist, any song, anything, 708 area code. Little John Denver, Rocky Mountain High, to the mass approval of Vic Vaughn, who did a fist pump when the song began. So you have pleased Vic very, very much with the first one of the night, Glass Tiger, and now John Denver. Hi, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell is coming up after this at 5. And then at 6 o'clock, Steve Cochran will have your morning drive. So stay tuned. We were talking about the Academy Award nominations and got us talking about actors and actresses who have not been nominated for Oscars. And if you'd like to join us on either of those, It's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Okay, next on the list here, actors and actresses who have never been nominated for an Academy Award. Jim Carrey, never been nominated for an Academy Award. And the first one that pops into my head is Man on the Moon, well, when he played Andy Kaufman. And he was phenomenal in that movie.
Was there? I'm sure there was a buzz.
There was. It was. It came out in 1999, and there was a big buzz. And in fact, he may have won the Golden Globe, or have been nominated. I know he was nominated because, you know, in they split him up between comedy and drama.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. they would put Man in the Moon, even though it's not a comedy. I don't think Man in the Moon is a comedy. There's funny stuff in it. It happens to be about a comedian,
right?
But it's a biopic, and it ends very sadly. So, but that would be the only one. Of course, I would have given him an Oscar for Ace Ventura, which is, he's a genius in that movie. That movie is a genius.
Man. They have done a separate thing for him as the butt.
Yeah.
Would that be a whole different nomination?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the butt would be nominated.
Right.
For
and he would
supporting.
Have to give this acceptance speech through his butt.
Well, yeah, because it's a separate
bend
person.
Over at the mic and do the
that's
whole thing.
That's not Jim Carrey. That's
his butt.
Yeah.
For Man on the Moon, he was nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden Globes Award for Best Actor. He did win.
He won because it's a comedy. They put it under comedy.
Right. I am also happy to report that he won Blockbuster Entertainment Awards for Favorite Actor for Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah!
Poor Blockbuster.
Hey, they still
riding
have...
riding such a wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had award ceremonies.
Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't get nominated for Truman Show.
Oh, yeah. I totally... Yeah, that's a great one.
Because that...
There was
that
a buzz
all,
for that one,
yeah.
too. That was... He was...
All Oscar-y about it.
God, he was great, and that was a great movie. From Australian Peter Weir, as he's always described, for some reason.
Is there a...
No, there isn't. But it's like...
Is
it's like
British Peter
it's,
Weir?
I just remember there being a massive amount of, you know, of descriptions of Peter Weir that always started with Australian. Directed by Australian Peter Weir. Nobody says that about George Miller. Nobody
not
says...
that Asian Peter Weir,
director,
is it?
Directed by Australian George Miller. Nobody says that. Peter Weir is one of those guys that he's an interesting filmmaker because, like, I run either really, really hot on his movies or really, really cold. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, he'll make a movie that I think is astonishing, and then his next movie will be a piece of crap. It's just weird. Like, he made Green Card with Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, yeah.
And what's her face? Andy McDowell.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible movie. But then he made Fearless, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Which, Jeff, have you seen Fearless?
No.
It's Jeff Bridges.
But I've seen Green Card.
I'm sure you have. Of course you have. And he directed, he did Truman Show, and then he's like, it's so weird. Peter Weird is what it should be.
Australian Peter Weird.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Here's Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
Nick, am I right that a lot of people just don't care for Lost in Translation?
Yeah.
Okay. A friend gave it to me and she didn't want it. And I was happy as a clam because I love that movie. And I've been trying to figure out, ever since I saw it, why so many people don't care for it. And I've come to the conclusion that the two of its best features are the very things that put most people off. One is that the slowness of the pacing is actually a part of the story.
Yeah.
And unless you're willing to endure that slowness, you miss a lot of what the story is about. The other thing, I think a lot of people want at least something spelled out for them. But Lost in Translation hardly spells out anything for you. And I like that because I call it delectable ambiguity. I just love that about a film like that.
Yeah.
It's so ambiguous
that you don't hear Bill Murray's last line, like the last line of the movie that he whispers in his ear. You don't hear it, and people ask Bill Murray all the time, "What did you say to Scarlett Johansson?" And he's like, "I'm not telling you."
Well, now I have to watch it again.
Yeah, you can't hear it. They purposely Sofia Coppola purposely. made it so that you don't hear what he says. And it's just this moment between the two of them. It's this private moment between the two of them. That's such a wonderful movie. It is a one, and she's a great director, Sofia Coppola. Except for the that one with Dorf, Stephen Dorff, at the Chateau Marmont. What the hell was the name of that movie? It opens up with him driving around in a car like for 5 minutes, just driving in a circle. What the hell was it? Somewhere. I hated that movie, but I think Sofia Coppola rules. A lot of people hated her Marie Antoinette. I thought it was fantastic.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's great. She's terrific, man. The 815 area code says, I think Anya Taylor-Joy in The Witch gave a better performance than Meryl Streep. I agree. I also think Black Phillip should have been nominated.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For Best Supporting Goat.
Well, wouldn't it have been the voice of Black Phillip?
Yeah. Wouldst thou like to live deliciously? That movie rules. 312 area code, though, although he had two Oscar nominations, I'm amazed that Cary Grant was not nominated for Best Actor in North by Northwest. Yeah, he was great in that. And he also never won an Oscar. That's a damn shame. Cary Grant, one of my favorite actors of all time. Have you seen His Girl Friday, Esmeralda?
No.
I'll bring it in for you.
Okay.
You should watch it. You should watch it. It's a phenomenal movie. It's one of the best comedies ever made. And it's never in terms of the style of the way that the dialogue is written, the way it's delivered, the timing of it. Mm-hmm. No movie has ever come close to His Girl Friday in terms of like delivery of dialogue and you know, back and forth. Nothing has ever come close to His Girl Friday. And when you watch it, just watching it, you're exhausted. Like after certain scenes, you're like, you can't breathe. You didn't say a word. But all the staccato, like the way it's delivered, and it's just Rosalind Russell, Cary Grant. Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. 219 area code says Scarlett Johansson should have been nominated for Ghost World. Oh, that's a great movie. Don't you remember back when that movie came out? What was her name from American Beauty? Why am I blanking? She was the lead.
Oh, Thora Birch.
Yeah, what happened to her? Like, Thora Birch was the big deal at that time, and nobody knew who Scarlett Johansson was when Ghost World came out? Whatever happened to Thora Birch? I liked her. I loved her in Ghost World.
I feel like she was in something recently.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I liked her. I thought she was good. I hated American Beauty. I liked her in it, but I hated American Beauty. But I really loved her in Ghost World. Okay, also never been nominated for an Academy Award. Alan Rickman was never nominated for an Academy Award. And, of course, what's the first thing that pops? Dan, for Alan Rickman, what would be the first movie for a nomination?
Think
supporting actor.
I went Harry Potter. I don't know what you're thinking.
Oh, no, yeah, okay, I'm with you on that. But that's not the first one that pops into mind. Die Hard.
Yes.
You know, like one of the greatest villains in the history of action movies. Yeah, he was good. You know what movie ruled with Alan Rickman? Truly, Madly, Deeply. Really wonderful romantic film. He plays a ghost in it, and he's protecting his girlfriend who's still alive. He's a guardian angel. Wonderful movie. Alan Rickman's great in that. By the way, Dan, did we save the Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No, unfortunately. Okay. Got lost due to a purge.
Don't people in masks surround your house and...
They surround the computer.
It's actually Tribune IT staff being like, you have to reduce the amount of audio you've saved.
Okay. I thought it was some dude in an Uncle Sam mask with a baseball bat standing outside going, it's purge. All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic and then an unfortunate Blackhawks Express. And then a few more actors and actresses who have never been nominated for an Academy Award on this, the day after the Academy Award nominations were announced. All right. All right, let's talk a little bit more about some of the people who have not been nominated for an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm.
Actors who have not been nominated for Oscars. It's some of them are hard to believe. Let's see. Alfred Molina has never been nominated for an Academy Award.
He didn't get nominated for Spider-Man?
He should have. That's Spider-Man 2.
Oh, sorry.
Spider-Man 2. I loved him in that movie. I love him in everything.
I'm trying to think.
Hell, I would have. Well, he's only in two scenes in Magnolia, but I would have nominated him for that. Oh, Boogie Nights, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He's spectacular in Boogie Nights. Oh, you know what he should have been nominated for? Gary Oldman, I believe, got nominated. This movie, Prick Up Your Ears. He played Gary Oldman's lover.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Oldman played a playwright.
Okay.
And it's a true story, and I can't remember the name of the playwright, but he plays a playwright who was murdered by his lover, played by Alfred Molina. And it was a very serious movie. He was terrific in it.
Hmm.
I've mentioned this off the air. Richard Gere has never been nominated for an Academy Award. Dan, everybody in Chicago but Richard Gere got nominated for an Academy Award. John C. Reilly got nominated for that. Catherine Zeta-Jones, she won. What's her face? Renee Zellweger?
Yes.
Got nominated, and Gere didn't get nominated.
Poor guy.
Poor Richard Gere. How about Officer and a Gentleman? American Gigolo. I'll tell you what my favorite Richard Gere performance is, ever, and my favorite Andy Garcia performance of all time, Internal Affairs. Oh, man. Dan, have you seen Internal Affairs?
Can't say that I have.
Oh, man. Richard Gere plays the dirtiest cop ever, like deals drugs, kills people. It's just amazing. And Andy Garcia plays the Internal Affairs guy who's investigating him.
Mm-hmm.
Laurie Metcalf is Andy Garcia's partner in it. Oh, man. Richard Gere is amazing in it. Like, there's a part in the movie where Andy Garcia, the elevator doors open up. Andy Garcia or Richard Gere comes into the elevator and just, like, starts beating the crap out of Andy Garcia. And then he takes Andy Garcia's wife, played by Nancy Travis, takes out a pair of her panties and says, "Why don't you clean yourself up with this?" And then he walks away, and Andy Garcia is like this crazy and, you know, sort of insanely jealous, hot-headed, you know, Latin guy.
Right.
And so, like, he's bleeding, and then at that point in the movie, there was a dude sitting in like the second row of the theater who just went, "Man, is he a badass!" He just screamed it out in the theater because he just couldn't take it anymore.
Wow.
Because Richard Gere is such a badass in that movie. This guy just could not take it anymore. It was at the Webster Place. I'll never forget it. He was sitting like in the third row. "Man, is he a badass!" After he throws the panties down in Andy Garcia's face. That is a great movie, Internal Affairs. 740 area code says, Thora Birch is currently seen on the show Colony. I don't know why I don't watch that show, but it's nice that she's working. 807 says, I think Jim Carrey got dissed by the awards for talking out of his butt afterwards. And what about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I forgot about that.
Great movie.
Yeah, the Oscars have a no butt talking policy.
The 630 area is the girl with the pearl earring for Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
630 area code. What about John Q? What about John Cusack and High Fidelity? I'm not going to go there. 630 area code. Has Paul Giamatti ever been nominated? Yes, he was nominated for that boxing movie with that Opie directed.
Cinderella Man.
So he was nominated for that for supporting actor. But you want to know? I was talking earlier about Donald Sutherland getting snubbed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the biggest snub in the history of the Academy Awards. Paul Giamatti not being nominated for Sideways. Ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
All right.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And he didn't get nominated. Ridiculous. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. And, yeah, we'll be back, and the news is next.